when we heard from our distinguished chair, he talked about 6406, not labeling it that way, which will be our agenda for the first 100 legislative hours of the new Congress. Before we get to legislation, though, we will have a rules package that will hold this Congress to the highest ethical standard. We will break the link between lobbyists and legislators. We will have openness and civility. We have promised the American people that we will have civility and bipartisanship in the conduct of the House, and we will do just that. And we will implement our 6406 and other initiatives with fiscal discipline, no new deficits, pay as you go, no more heaping mountains of debt onto our children. But in order to do all of that, we have to have our own unity in the Democratic Party, and I'm absolutely certain that we are, that we do, and we will continue to do so. We have a brilliant freshman class. I've told them they're independent representatives of their districts. We welcome the dynamism of their ideas. We look forward to that freshman class, which made us a majority, to help develop the policies that will, again, address the needs of the American people. And I also told them that as Speaker of the House, when I receive that gavel from whomever on the Republican side, I will receive the gavel on behalf of all of America's children. Thank you all.
In retrospect, what does that say about the wisdom of that endorsement and your clout in the Democratic Party?
I stand very, very proudly behind my endorsement of Mr. Murtha. As I said in my letter to members on Sunday, it was the only time I waited publicly, and I have tried to help Mr. Murtha since then. As I said in that letter, I believe the biggest ethical challenge facing our country is the war in Iraq. For all the reasons that you know, that you don't need me to go into, it must be stopped. And I thought that Mr. Murtha's elevation to a leadership position would serve that purpose. The caucus has enormous respect for Mr. Murtha. They thought otherwise about the position from which he would lead the way on Iraq. And it has, I am completely jubilant today to be elected by acclamation unanimously by my colleagues. So I don't see it in any way. No, I'm not a person who has regrets. But I do, again, as Denny knows, we've worked together for many years. I have to be who I am, and I am a person who is committed to ending this war. It is a grotesque mistake. It is costing lives, limbs. It will be $1 trillion cost in dollars, reputation in the world, cost to our military, and I promised that I would do everything possible to end it. The caucus thought differently. We are a unified caucus as we go forward under the leadership of Steny Hoyer as our House Democratic leader. I respect that decision.
Let me make a comment on this. There's been much made in the press about Nancy and I running against one another for whip. I made the point in the caucus today that Nancy and I did not run against one another. Nancy ran for whip and I ran for whip. Nancy prevailed in that race. For the last 4 years, Nancy Pelosi and I have worked hand in glove, closely together, to effect unity. Not unity for unity's sake, but unity for the purposes of standing up for the principles and values we think are important for our country. I believe Nancy and I share those values. We may have, as everybody standing here, may have differences from time to time. But the Republicans need to know, the President needs to know, and the country needs to know, our caucus is unified today. Now, I intend to do everything in my power, as I said in the caucus, to make Nancy Pelosi the most successful speaker in the history of the House of Representatives. Not for that purpose alone, but for the purposes of adopting policies that will make America a better country for all its people and make us safer and more secure abroad as well. We have signed on to 3 letters together. Jack Murtha was a signatory of those letters as well. Harry Reid and Dick Durbin and the Senate leadership, in which we said to the President of the United States, Your policy's not working, Mr. President. Stay the course is not an option. That we need to transition. We need to strategically and quickly redeploy. We need to get the Iraqis to do many things to bring resolve to the conflict. But if you can't do that, staying the course is not an answer. Yes, we agree on that.
Well, I don't know what the Republicans are planning here, but I am a co-sponsor of the legislation that you are suggesting, so I certainly would be supporting it.
I want to make one comment on that. We who live in the Washington metropolitan area believe that the country ought to take it as a moral cause to ensure the fact that every citizen of the District of Columbia has a vote in the Congress of the United States. It is the only capital in the free world that I know of whose citizens are disenfranchised. I'm going to be working very closely with Speaker Pelosi on behalf of ensuring that enfranchisement.
Thank you. Thank you all.